How does it work as far as an on-site supervisor? Because I know with state parks, they have people that come through and they stay there.
Yeah, so great question. My mother actually would love to do this as her second job, if you will, or actually it would be her full time. But they also have like hosts. So there's people that come to different campsites for a 2 week, 3 weeks, sometimes a month period. And that's what they do. Generally, they're a retired couple. They would be the ones that would kind of host and, you know, let people in their sites, help them if they have anything else and or need anything else. And but we would definitely have to have somebody that would be, you know, full-time down there. Yeah, multiple people.
One of the biggest concerns I have is just putting more traffic on that road, especially with RVs. It's a dangerous road, and I think we're all aware of it. I think Mr. Chandler has even been before us talking about the dangers of that road. Not to use your own words against you.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. So well, it is a dangerous road. But
so that's obviously, I think that's all of our concern mainly. Mine, and I know it's a concern of everybody that's brought it up here.
That's one reason for many years we have tried to work for a bypass like Tannehill County Expressway to take traffic off of that road.
And I hope with working with Todd, hopefully we can come to something that everybody can be agreement. I think a traffic study is important. He did mention something about the expressway coming through. Obviously not here yet, but coming and. You know, I feel like it would be a pretty good fit with, you know, a gas station, an O'Reilly, all real close. And by working right across from a current gas station turning into the other side, I feel like, you know, traffic's already slowing down at that time as well. So, but yeah. But I hear that, so. Any other questions for me?
I don't.
Well, the way it's constructed, and I apologize for coming back on this, but the Auburn Road has been a great concern about many that live there. I've had different ones speak to me, went down, I've looked at it. When you put in, if you put in the park, is there a way that you can construct it? And I do not know the answer to this. That there's no way that they would possibly be going down Auburn Road.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, yes, we can. And Todd's actually kind of given us a small little snippet on some sketch paper of saying, hey, this is what we'd like to do. We do know there's another buffer of, is that like 7 acres?
Yeah.
So like 7 acres in between the housing and that. So we'll have that buffer of all wooded area. But yes, to answer your question, we don't want to go down Auburn Hills, and there would be a way. And if we could get some help with maybe, what's the word for it?
We could look at vacating the right-of-way on our property because it basically that right-of-way would only be for use, and this is what we'll have to look into from a legal standpoint, is that only for use of our property, and will it impact anybody else? Because my client would be happy to, if it is a possibility, to vacate that right-of-way, that's certainly something that they would be willing to consider.
Could you, for me, go to the map and show me exactly where they'd be at?
So to vacate, this is what I was hoping for. We own this property and this property. The road will come in right in the middle and kind of cut around here, and then we've got to get across here. So we'd like to vacate from here, and then we'd also don't need this to where we could vacate that as well to alleviate a lot of those concerns. So
a vacation may require giving up a little bit more right away to have like a turnaround or hammerhead if from a legal standpoint, if they do have to provide access to other property owners in that area. So we're certainly willing to look at that as an option as well too.
Presiding Commissioner, I'd like to put a road and bridge on the spot and ask him the probability of doing that. Explain that.
Mr. Huff,
You want to come up to the mic?
Thank you.
Yes. What was your question?
Did you understand that they were willing and would like to vacate their part to where they could be sure that they could that traffic would not go off on the Auburn Road?
Yes, I did hear that.
Is that possible from your viewpoint?
We'd have to look into it and make sure it didn't impact anybody else on getting access to their property.
Have you spoken with MoDOC in regard to this project?
Well, typically on a existing entrance, they will approve it, but they'll be upgrading it to a commercial, so they'll just have to meet up with their specs on it. Yeah. I think it's up to 60 foot on the maximum on width.
Yeah.
Along with turning radiuses, and it will have to be concrete or pavement. The depth to meet their requirements back to the right of way. Is that it?
May the opposition comment?
I'd come on up.
Thanks.
You used 4 minutes and 55 seconds. You only got 5 seconds left, right?
Thanks, Brandon. Just two things. You know, we know that this is a safety issue. That's going to be horrible up here anyway, no matter what they do. It's going to be horrible. And this whole second part of this is once this becomes an RV, well, an RV lot, an RV whatever, all of this, and this is Mary Jo's property, she wants this to become, actually it's for sale as a tiny home project. It's going to be residential. So whatever happens here is going to impact all of us. And what's going to happen to all this, it's no longer going to be residential. It's just going to continue to go where it's going to go. Because once this becomes an RV destination point, I'm selling my house. There's no way I'm going to live there. And I, Billy and I talked about it too. He feels the same way. So, you know, is it conducive to the area? Maybe, but is it the right idea for Branson and for the county and for the landing looking up and seeing all that? I don't think so. I really don't. I'm not against RVs. I had a 40-foot fifth wheel when I got here. And by the way, a 40-foot fifth wheel should be about 44 feet. Add a truck to it. And by the way, the landing lots are 22 by 60. I believe it's either 22 or 20 by 60. It'll have to be down there too. So, you know, I appreciate everybody wanting to do something to make a living and make, you know, generate income and do the right thing. And you know, this is, I've been around this town and I do a lot for this town and this county, and I'm more than happy to continue to do so. I love it here. My dad was born here. You know, it's just not the right place for an RV. It's just not. And it's, I just don't want to see anybody get hurt on that road, especially me.
Come on up, Billy.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to make it very short and quick. No matter what kind of development they have, they says go this way, go that way, not about the Amherst, but not about the Hillcrest. I understand that, but it's, the problem is the 76, the in and out. That's the whole key. It's not about what they design wrong or good or bad or anything. Just the 76 is the problem. And that is a very quick downslope. I have the house right, I don't even remember, yeah, but it's somewhere around here. Yeah, I hear it. Used to be, I hear almost every other day. It's because the turn, snow or rain, wet. I think it, I have nothing to say about them. I just says the 76 is our problem. It's not what they, which way in, which way out, how they gonna do. It just the problem is the 76. And they're going to create, and also Mary Jo, like Ross said a while ago, they are ready for sale for a while. If they sold, they're going to, or either way, somebody bought it, want to develop it. No matter if it's a tiny home or one time she want to do the campground too. No matter what they do, that just, it's already caused the problem. Don't talk about the 16 acre. It's not how they develop at the internal, it's that 76. I just don't want the people forget about how, it might be going to be wonderful, beautiful, good for the economy, or, you know, everything. Good for you guys to tax, too. But the problem is that the road, 76, is a problem. You know, the in and out, rest of us is not how they do it is not even relevant to what we was discussed. It's mainly, it's the 76 and the big turn. That's what the problem is. Yeah, that's what the problem. So that's why today the neighborhood on other side of the street or farther out street, everybody come here. Basically, it's a worry, not worry what they do. It's a worry about the 76, how people in and out. How can we stop the accidents, the problems, or because it is being traffic. I have the property there. I have the end of the road ties with them. If something happened, you have the only other way go to Hollister's all the way to all the way to coming down back or in. It happened twice of what I lived there almost 15, 16 years. So I think it's at the 76.
There's an accident almost every day.
Yeah, I live it right there. I hear every time it's a boom. You know.
Stuck in the traffic because there's no way to go.
Yeah, it's a downhill. People don't be careful. Speed it up a little bit. They just cannot turn that quick. You know, then they just either way, no matter how many times they try to fix, the rail down here, it's still broke. So that's why it's. I think there's nothing wrong with it. I have nothing to say about what the development they have. It's the 76. And I just want everybody to remember one thing. Future, it's manifest coming probably, the 5 acres down here. If we happen to let that, what they going to do? They're going to do the same thing. It doesn't matter how beautiful it is the road. That's the whole problem. It's 76.
I mean, did they have a washout like last year before where they had the gravel in there?
Thank you.
Current zoning for the property that you guys own right there on the highway. Plans for that are already RVs, boat storage, outside storage, regardless, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So regardless of what we do today, there's going to be RVs on that road.
That's correct.
There's RVs on the road right now anyways, because people, I'm sure, use that to drive up and down. Semis, delivery trucks, everything else. So.